Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue in our series on the 30 most important things we need to know about our faith. And one of those things is the rosary. We need to know about the power of the rosary. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. The practice of praying repetitious Our Fathers and Hail Marys while meditating on the life and teachings of Jesus is so ancient we really can't trace its beginning. But people did it. And then over time, it fell out of practice. But Our Lady restored the practice of the rosary through St. Dominic in the 1200s. Father Garrigou Lagrange, one of the best Dominican theologians, explained how this happened. He writes, "At the end of the 12th century, southern France was ravaged by a culture of lies." Imagine that. A culture of lies. Lagrange says, "It was at that moment that Our Blessed Lady made known to St. Dominic a kind of preaching till then unknown, which she said would be one of the most powerful weapons against future errors and in future difficulties." She told Dominic, "Go into the villages and the squares and the homes. Teach them a truth about Jesus. And then, after each short instruction, have them pray an Our Father and 10 Hail Marys." And by doing so, he conquered the culture of lies and won the people back to Jesus and the Catholic Church. And so, this is the way we pray the rosary, according to the ancient tradition renewed by St. Dominic, beginning with a brief teaching from the Word of God, and then we meditate or think about that truth as we pray the Our Father and the 10 Hail Marys. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The rosary is supposed to be a meditation on the Word of God, not just a rote saying of words while our mind wanders. Saint Teresa of Avila teaches, since vocal prayer is prayer, it must be accompanied by reflection. A prayer in which a person is not aware of whom he is speaking to, what he is asking, who it is who is asking, and of whom, I do not call prayer, however much the lips move. So she gives us three simple steps to make our prayer a real meditation. First, we need to read or listen to something from the Word of God. And the Word of God is comprised of Scripture, both Old and New Testaments, tradition, found in the lives and writings of the saints, and the Magisterium, the teaching of the Church. Then we need to reflect or think about what we've read or heard, especially what struck you in particular. And then, whatever that thing was, that little nugget that caught your attention, that's what the Holy Spirit's saying to you. So then, apply it to your life and ask yourself, am I living this or not? That leads us to the third part, our resolution. Whatever the Holy Spirit convicted you of with your meditation, make the choice to put it into action. Choose a simple, concrete step to live out what Jesus is saying to you today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. So, what should we think about while we're praying the rosary? Our Lady wants us to think about, to meditate on all that her Son did and taught. And all he did and taught is contained in the Word of God, which consists of three things. As I said, Scripture, both the Old and New Testaments, as well as tradition, like the writings of St. Augustine, and Thomas Aquinas, and Teresa of Avila, and Therese of Lisieux, but also the Magisterium, the official teaching of the Church, the best synthesis which is found in the Catechism. So the traditional mysteries of the Rosary were meant to serve as an outline for the full Word of God. But they were never meant to limit us to those scenes. Imagine reading the table of contents of a book over and over, but never reading the book. Sooner or later, you'll lose interest in the table of contents because you want to know more. You desire to go deeper. This is why St. John Paul II added the luminous mysteries to the rosary. Because think about it, we had the joyful mysteries that went up to about the time Jesus was 12. Then we had the sorrowful mysteries which covered Holy Week, and then we had his resurrection and ascension and Pentecost, which covered about 50 days. But that meant we missed all the teaching of Jesus, like the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes and all of his parables. Wouldn't Jesus want us to know those as well? This is why John Paul expanded the rosary. And then he wrote a letter called Rosarium, in which he said this: obviously, these mysteries, the traditional mysteries, neither replace the gospel nor exhaust its content. The rosary, therefore, is no substitute for Lectio Divina, meaning the reading of Scripture. On the contrary, it presupposes and promotes it. Yet even though the mystery is contemplated in the Rosary, even with the addition of the luminous mysteries, do no more than outline the fundamental elements of the life of Christ, and they easily draw the mind to a more expansive reflection on the rest of the gospel, especially when the Rosary is prayed in a setting of prolonged reflection. So St. John Paul II wrote a letter to the world saying, hey, meditate on everything Jesus did and taught in the Rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In the approved apparition of Quapua, Nicaragua, in 1980, Our Lady gave a vision of how the Rosary began and how she wanted it prayed. Mary instructed the visionary, Bernardo, to look up at the sky, where he saw something like a movie being played before him. He writes, after seeing the procession of martyrs, there followed a group of saints dressed in white and carrying luminous rosaries in their hands. The rosaries had extremely white beads and gave off light in a variety of different colors. It was made known to me that Saint Dominic led the procession while he carried a very large open book. Dominic would read, and after listening, they silently meditated. After this period of prayer and silence, they began to pray the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and the Glory Be. And when the rosary finished, Our Lady said to me, these are the first ones to whom I gave the rosary, and that is the way that I want all of you to pray the rosary. Our Lady then informed Bernardo that she was not pleased when the rosary is prayed in a rushed, mechanical way, and the minds of people wander in distraction. She said, pray the rosary, meditate on the mysteries, listen to the word of God spoken in them, and put into practice the word of God. Isn't that amazing? Mary wants us to follow the method outlined by Teresa of Avila, the great doctor on prayer. Listen to the word of God, think about the word of God, and have a resolution with every rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Saint Dominic was the great apostle of the Rosary, and today we celebrate his feast day. Now, when Saint Dominic's mother, Blessed Jane of Aza, was pregnant, she had a dream, an odd dream, of a dog with a torch in its mouth running around the world and setting everything on fire. She didn't know what it meant, so she went to the local monastery and asked a wise monk, what could this dream mean? And he told her that the child in her womb would be a great preacher who would set the world ablaze with the fire of his words. In fact, the word Dominican is a play on the Latin phrase Domini Canis, which means dogs of the Lord. When Mary gave Dominic her method of the rosary, she made known to him a special method which would conquer a culture of lies and be the most effective means to lead people to Jesus. And now, we live in the age where Our Lady has come repeatedly through her approved apparitions, asking us to do primarily one thing: pray the rosary every day and spread it in order to conquer a culture of lies and to help bring our loved ones back to Jesus and the Church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So Teresa, just about a year ago, little less, we were at the very spot where Mary gave this method of the rosary to Dominic. Remember that little hill overlooking the village of Pruy?
Yeah. It's funny because what I remember from that moment is listening to the first half of your talk up there, and it was very beautiful. We were there with the little brothers and sisters of the Lamb. But then, even more beautiful, because we were going to record the podcast there, I had to go set up in advance. So one of the sisters, she pulls me aside in the middle of your talk, and she's like, let me show you to this church. And then she and I just wandered off into the city on our own. So I didn't actually get to spend much time at that specific spot, because I ended up going on a side quest, one could say. But it was a very beautiful side quest, and we spent a lot of time in a church that Dominic would have spent a lot of time in. And
yeah,
that was
9 years.
Surreal.
Yeah.
And very peaceful. Very indicative of what happens behind the scenes on the podcast, though. I'm pretty sure what happened was when we actually set everything up, it didn't work. and there were technical difficulties, I don't think we got to record there.
We did, but we used the little mic.
We did. We'll have to go back one day and record with our...
It's one of the most underrated pilgrimages and one of my favorites.
Oh, it's so peaceful.
To go to Lourdes, they say Lourdes in France. And then not far from there is the birthplace of the Rosary. And I love going to that spot. And then not far from there is the Tomb of Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. So it's really fantastic.
You can really get a lot out of the south of France.
But what strikes you, Teresa, about the fact that we have this great Saint Dominic to whom Our Lady entrusted the Rosary and then he spread it? Now here we are spreading the Rosary through... We don't spread the Rosary through the podcast. The Rosary is spread through the people praying with us. We don't spread the Rosary. It's all of the people that are praying with us.
Very well said. I mean, I'm very struck by this one because it is one of the most poignant and painful accusations that is so accurate. Mary says, "I am displeased when you pray the Rosary in a rote way while your mind wanders." And I would very honestly say I think 30% of my rosaries are deeply recollected and prayerful, and then 70% is a battle against distraction. And just, I think it's the importance of not just having a habit of daily meditation, but also the rosary is nice because your mind wanders, and then the physical beads of the rosary, the vocal words of the rosary, constantly remind you that you're supposed to be praying. But I am always fighting for my attention.
Well, if it was baseball and you were 3 for 10, you'd make the Hall of Fame.
It's also nice that we record multiple podcasts every day. So, for instance, today we'll probably record two. So we'll say two rosaries, and then I'm leaving after this, and I'm going to say a different rosary at a different event. So
awesome.
If I'm doing 30% focus on three rosaries, I almost make 100% focus.
Yeah.
So I just have to pray more.
And I tell you, I'll be very honest. One of my favorite parts of each day, the greatest joys of each day, is getting to pray with you and then talk with you about these things. Because I think one of the greatest joys of life is what I would call spiritual friendship. And how can we have spiritual friendship? It's very simple. By praying together and then talking together.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Pray together and then talk to one another about what you are meditating on, which results in spiritual friendship.
Yeah.
And anybody
can
have it.
It's so simple. Last night I had the most enjoyable experience, which was some friends and I went to a lecture at a church, and then we prayed the rosary, and then we walked across the street to a nice dive bar. And one of our friends just said, "Let's play a little game. Everyone share one little thought on the lecture," which is just, it's just saying, I want to know what you think. I want to talk about it. I want to carry what our previous experience into our conversation now. Because it was really easy for me to fidget for the entire lecture and then walk out and then be completely distracted and forget everything I learned. But it was really nice to have someone pull it back and just ask, "What's one thing that crossed your mind?"
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It is that simple.
I think every church should just have a bar right outside. Or maybe every bar should have a church right outside. Maybe that would be a better impact on our culture.
Well, how about this? Every place people live should have a person who invites another person to prayer, to pray the rosary, and to talk about it. Every place where people live should have a person who invites another person to pray the rosary with them and to have some conversation. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.